Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers, as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, and I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today, we have a fantastic guest, finance expert and self-made entrepreneur, Elle Kaplan, who is CEO and founding partner of Lexian Capital Management, one of the only 100% women-owned asset management firms in the nation. Elle founded her successful company after a decade-long career at some of the top banks on Wall Street, and she is on a mission to revolutionize Wall Street and to inspire and encourage more women to pursue finance as a career. So we're going to be talking about how to step out and create your own success as a self-made entrepreneur. Welcome, Elle.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. And, you know, if you're having a successful career on Wall Street, you're, you know, rubbing elbows with some of the big names out there, why go out on your own as an entrepreneur and take that risk?
I think a lot of entrepreneurs view risk differently. To me, the risk was not doing it. So I thought, okay, I could be a cog in a large corporate wheel and not really feel like I'm making a difference. Or I could take the best of from every place I've ever worked, combine them into an ideal firm, and really make a difference. And I thought, when I am, you know, 80 years old, looking back on my life, what path will I be more proud of? And it was really a no-brainer. So at that point, I decided I have to go and start my own firm, and that's what I did.
And I think working in Wall Street probably primed you for the risk anyway, right? You know, you're dealing with that probably on a daily basis. So you had a good view of what it would take to be successful, I'm sure. But I'm also sure that you probably faced some challenges when you were founding Lexian. So what's the biggest, most significant challenge that you faced going out on your own? And then how did you handle it?
I think one of the biggest challenges that I faced was figuring out how to take the best of from every place I'd worked in and combine it into a firm. And when I was creating Lexian, I thought, okay, it's, you know, you want to do this once. You want to create one firm, put all you have into it, and let it really become a success. So it took a while. It was a very slow and lonely process to build it. Most of, I worked all day, you know, I worked all night at building Lexian. So it took over a year, from when I first decided I was doing it to when I opened my doors. And it was a hard time because you have to make a lot of decisions. I really like research, so I like taking what I call smart risks. It was interesting because I often started at 7 at night and I would work till 1, 2 in the morning. And
wow.
So if I left a message for someone, they would get back to me, but the following night. So I would often reach out to a lot of people on the West Coast in terms of ideas or good next steps because they were still at work when I was starting, you know, to build this firm.
Yeah, well, that is, in the publicity industry, we know what it's like when you're working, you know, all those hours. And then, of course, incorporating the West Coasters when they're still at work. So it's nice that America is a very large country where we can
yes.
go across the time zones.
So there were always resources.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I had this question when I was reading your information. And again, as I mentioned to you, kind of off the record, very inspired by your mission. You know, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you first began your journey in founding Lexian?
I would say that you really can't map out everything. There'll always be surprises, but those surprises will be wonderful. So I would say, you know, to anyone thinking of an entrepreneurial endeavor, think big, really think big, because the firm has grown so quickly. And we continue to do so many things that I'm so proud of. So we've expanded. We started with just Lexion Capital. Now we have Lexion Capital, which is for high net worth individuals, Lexion Institutional for nonprofits, foundations, endowments, and Lexion Access for people who don't have enough wealth to be a client of Lexion Capital but want this really good fiduciary standard that we hold ourselves to, and this great independent, transparent advice. So it has grown so quickly.
So you're saying that when you're starting out, don't sell yourself short. You know,
no.
You can be big and want it to
I would
be
say
big.
Dream big, because it will mm-hmm. be. It really will be.
You know, I think that's so true, because when you're working within your passion, you know, you have that drive, right? You have that drive to continue and do whatever it takes. Like you said, working from 7 p.m., you know, doing the midnight shift on top of what you were doing, right? You know, the great.
Yeah, but I was pursuing my dream, so it didn't
right.
feel like work. And now every day is like that. It doesn't
That's
feel
all.
Like work. It is really fun. Yeah.
That is cool. Now, here's another question I had. Do you feel, as an entrepreneur, as a self-made entrepreneur, that there is an end game ever, or are you always growing and you always have to be striving for more and striving for better when you are, you know, working for yourself and trying to build something for yourself?
It's my nature to always want to strive for bigger and better. It really is. So I'm constantly thinking about other things we could be doing to grow. As are my employees. I mean, we're all very collaborative, and everyone's thinking about the best steps. So everyone contributes to the best thinking of the firm in terms of strategy. And I listen to everyone. I mean, it's a very open door, open sort of place, because the best ideas come from the most unexpected sources. So I love talking to everyone here, because everyone's very mission-driven and cares about the firm and cares about its growth. So we all come from a place of really being invested in many ways in its success. And I certainly don't hold a monopoly on best ideas. So that's why I love that everyone contributes.
And you're right. It's great to get different perspective. I mean, you don't always know everything, although – you know, I know sometimes I like to think I know everything, but my husband thinks I know everything. I guess I should say it that way. But it is. It's great to have that open mind. So that's a really good piece of advice, to make sure you have an open mind and are able to receive and be open to others' ideas. And I think that's really important for, you know, people that are driven to do that. You know, it's not just a one-way street, or, you know, it's my way or the highway kind of a thing. Now, what other pieces of advice do you have for an inspiring entrepreneur, whether it's in the finance industry or any other industry?
My advice would be, it's, you know, similar to the Nike slogan, just do it. I would say really mm-hmm. do it. A lot of people come to me, especially a lot of women, with these great ideas. And they're not, I think, you know, they're often maybe in a raw form where they need to be changed a little bit, but that's exactly why you tell people about your ideas, and you know, you talk to trusted mentors and other successful entrepreneurs and let things get honed a little, because it's ultimately all in execution. Ideas are a dime a dozen. It's actually going out and doing it. So I think a lot of people are sitting on these dormant dreams of starting a company, and they need to actually at some point just do it. And you get to really stretch yourself and enter a space where work really is fun. It doesn't seem like work anymore. It's truly fun and rewarding. And so I want that for everyone.
You know, that's a great, again, the just do it thing, because of what Annie says, you know, the founder of Annie Dennings PR, she always says, the more you do, the more you can do, because you realize that. And again, that selling yourself short thing, you don't want to do it. Like you said, dream big and just take it one step at a time, and you never know how far you can go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. Yeah, so very good. Well, Elle, thank you so much. We're out of time right now for the Jenningswire podcast. So for everyone out there, our listeners, to learn more about Elle's mission to build a better Wall Street for all and get in touch with her in Lexion Capital, you can visit their website at www.lexioncapital.com, and that is L-E-X-I-O-N capital.com, where you can also find the latest news, press features, and her media appearances. You can also follow Lexion on Twitter for finance and business tips at Lexion Capital, and follow Elle too at Elle Kaplan. That's E-L-L-E-K-A-P-L-A-N. You can connect with Lexion and Elle on Facebook as well as Google+. So thank you, Elle, for an informative interview. This was fun.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure, and this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. Please enjoy more of the posts on JenningsWire.com. Discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Thanks again. Till next time.